Carmen Miksha and Sophia Miksha, your hosts of Seeds of Sunshine, a mother-daughter multi-generational podcast filled with laughter, wisdom, and advice.
I am a high school student in the IB program, a runner, and a sister.
I have a BA and MA degree in English and have published 3 poetry books, a tennis book, and 2 essay anthologies, which you can find on Amazon or my website, carmenmiksabooks.com. I am also the broker CEO of Dynamic Real Estate, my own company. To buy or sell a home with me, please visit my website, dynamicsacramentohomes.com, and mention this podcast for a discount on commission.
Thanks so much for tuning in. We promise you Seeds of Sunshine once a week to elevate your lives and dreams through better communication between generations.
Leigh Woolard lives in the UK and has been a business owner since 2006, working with global brands, entrepreneurs, and business owners to help them transform their businesses online and themselves as individuals. His personal journey fuels his passion for helping entrepreneurs and business owners. Overcoming bone cancer taught Leigh the power of what his thoughts were creating in the outside world. Leigh is on a mission to guide and support fellow business owners and entrepreneurs globally in creating a compelling vision for a business and life they would love and taking purposeful action to make it their reality.
Welcome, Leigh. We are deeply honored and happy to have you on season 2 of our Seeds of Sunshine, a mother-daughter podcast. And how are you today?
Fantastic, Carmen. Thank you. Thank you for having me on, and hello to your listeners.
Yes. And before we dive into our fun and inspiring conversation, as always, we have a quote and a joke. And the quote is by Napoleon Hill, who said, "The reason man may become the master of his own destiny is because he has the power to influence his own subconscious mind."
Very good quote. Think and Grow Rich. Yeah, I've read it several times. So yeah, definitely. Yeah. We'll talk about that today for sure.
Yes. And then it's more of a pun. Let's see if you know the answer. Why did the Freudian cross the road?
No idea.
To get to the unconscious mind on the other side.
Of course. Maybe we'll cross some roads today.
Yep. Yes. Where do you live, Leigh, and where are you right now in the world?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Australia, but I live in the UK or in England, beautiful town in the central part of England called Harrogate. It's a spa town. It's beautiful.
Wonderful. That's so wonderful. We have guests from all over the world, and to start with, because my daughter is at school, but she always has her favorite question for our guests. She likes to learn about their background and their childhood. So tell us something, Leigh, that you learned as a child and that you still apply to your life now.
Sure. So I spent most of my childhood in Australia. I had very young parents. They were 17 when they had me. So I was very fortunate to grow up around some mature, older people. So I was always very mature from a young age. So I still like to have fun, but certainly from a young child, I was always pretty mature and I would think about things. So I still do that as an adult as well. And it's something that I've carried with me. So a lot around thinking before I do stuff. That's one of my things I've done since I was a child.
Mm-hmm. Very good, Leigh. And you actually also play football and coach your boys, right?
I do. So my boys, their coach had to go. He'd coached them from 6 years old until they were about 13. And then he had to move overseas. So I took over that role about 2 years ago. I'm uncertain whether I would do it. And in some countries, they call it soccer, but it's football over here. But it's one of the most rewarding things I've ever done. I've got 17 surrogate sons now. I get to spend every Tuesday, every Saturday, every Sunday with my boys playing football. So we share something together. And it's just magical. It's wonderful.
Wonderful. And when we say football, because we're in America, we mean soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yes. It's wonderful. And why don't you actually tell us a little bit more about your personal journey and your the bone cancer and how you overcame that, Lee?
Sure. So 2019, I wasn't feeling too good, wasn't too sure what was going on, thought it might have just been a virus. Had some pains going on through my chest and my shoulders. Anyway, had a couple of tests and very quickly whisked into hospital and given the diagnosis of bone cancer. Now, it was actually the morning of my twin boy's 10th birthday. So I thought I was just going along for a bit of a routine check, and all of a sudden I have to go home and tell my wife that this was the diagnosis. And we had 15 kids coming over for a birthday party. We were going off bowling and the cinema, I think. So naturally she was obviously in shock, but we decided just to put it to the side, went ahead with the day. And then I said, look, I'm going to figure this out. So immediately once I'd been given the news, I wouldn't say it was denial, but there was something burning inside of me that was like, this has been created by something. Let's go and figure it out. So, like I shared with you earlier about being a thinker, I was already thinking of ways to try and fix this circumstance. So, the diagnosis was in August of 2019. By September, I'd found myself a mentor, which basically an advert popped up on Facebook, and it was from a wise gentleman. I'd never heard of him before. And he said, your way's not working. Why don't you try mine? And I thought, there's some truth in what he's saying there. Oh, let's click and have a look. And that person was Bob Proctor. So he'd helped people in personal development for over 60 years. And he'd done a diagram of the subconscious mind. And I went, wow, okay, I think I know where the root cause of what's doing this is. And then that led me on a, call it a spiritual journey to start, well, to cure myself of having bone cancer and then apply the principles I learned in my life.
Wow, Lee, what a story. And you are yourself a coach now. You help people. And I was watching some of your videos. They're really powerful. I was watching on Instagram and YouTube. And in one of them, you talk about the suppressed versus expressed feelings. And I think it's very powerful. And I would like you to let us know how can someone tap into these powerful tools that can really change our lives?
Absolutely. Well, a lot of us do suppress things in our life, suppress emotion, suppress feelings of around money, around business, around relationships, or whatever it may be. It's still the same thing. It's still a suppression where we hold it in. And that's no good for us. Whereas I had to learn how to be able to express emotion. I was not very good at it. Bone cancer for me came from holding things in my bones for so long, holding everything in life, and I had a good life. There was nothing, but internally I was projecting to everybody that everything was okay. But actually internally I'm going, this business thing's really hard. I'm trying to be a really good parent and I'm trying to be a good husband and we've got money challenges and business and everything like that. So that suppressing it and the holding it in was not serving me, but I didn't have the skills to know. Once I learned, actually, you need to be able to express these things. So be able to talk about what challenges you've got. And I don't necessarily mean in therapy. What I mean is, but just being honest about the challenge you've got, then you can start to actually find solutions to it. But again, I didn't have the skills in the past. Now I know how to solve most challenges that I have. Well, sorry, I know how the way to go and solve most challenges I have. I'm not suppressing and holding on to things anymore. And I began to see that the people that I was coaching had the same issues. And then I began to see a pattern that it was most people, because there's usually a event or a circumstance or situation in their life that they're dealing with right now. And they're just not sure how to navigate the way around it, or they feel embarrassed because it's a reflection on them, which more often than not, it's not. You just don't have the skills to solve it. So one of the things that I love about when you learn this is the gift of giving it to your children, because when I first started to teach this to my children, it was done subliminally, not, oh, this is what you need to do to get through this problem. But amazing to see how quickly children can grab hold of it because they don't carry the baggage we do as adults.
Yes, yes. It's so important to learn how to express our feelings, desires, and needs, because otherwise we're not mind readers, you know, and it makes life difficult, and it can be frustrating when you feel like you're not understood. But we literally, all of us, have to work on expressing our feelings, and then, you know, life is easier, really.
Yeah, and you're right. It is easier. But for me, I held it in for 40 years because I didn't know how to. And I know lots of people that are the same. So if, mm-hmm. if any of your listeners are doing it, know that you're not alone, and know, actually, okay, there's something I have to do now to get myself out of this situation.
Yes, yes. And then also in one of your videos, you said the perfection isn't actually real, and this may be holding you back. Perfection versus progress. I love these concepts, and I discuss them with other guests on our Seeds of Sunshine. So can you please expand more on these powerful concepts, perfection versus progress?
It came about, and I had learned a deeper understanding of it, because I used to always want to be perfect. I didn't want to make a mistake. And again, this goes back to that reflection on me. If I made a mistake, it was a reflection on me. And I also think back to school, or when we're a child, if we do something wrong, sometimes our parents can react instead of respond. So you naturally think, oh, I've made a mistake, and then you don't want to do it again. Or at school, we get a big red X on all the things that we got wrong, and the focus is all on the things that we got wrong. Mm-hmm. So naturally, then you develop this energy about yourself that you want to be perfect all the time, so you don't get those things. And it's completely the wrong way of doing it. And it wasn't until I learned, actually, you've just got to make progress and step out there. And when I learned to embrace the mistakes and see them as opportunities or stepping stones, I was like, and life again is a lot more enjoyable, because all of a sudden now, oh, great, I made a mistake. And that mistake is a learning lesson for me to progress. And if I don't make the mistakes, I can't progress. So I think, well, actually, I want to make more mistakes so that I can progress faster. And then the same again, like I said, to encouraging my kids to do that. It's amazing to see how fast they're growing because of it. I applied the same thing into the football team, the kids' soccer team that I coach. Incredible to see the development of the kids just by giving them the space and the encouragement to make mistakes so that they can go forward faster. And again, it's been one of the best things for me to put it into practice and see. So again, for anybody listening that wants to try it, if you're not confident doing it for yourself, if you have children around you, or you teach people or whatever, give it to somebody else. Give that gift to somebody else, the space to make a mistake, but actually have an awareness of watching how quickly they transform, and then apply it to yourself as well.
Yes, yes, I agree, Lee. And then we all know that we are capable, each one of us, to reprogram our minds towards success. So what have you learned about this, and what are your tips on how to reprogram our minds?
First and foremost, it's having an awareness. So I didn't have an awareness pre-2019. I just thought life happened the way it was. These are the cards I got dealt, and this is the challenges that I have to deal with. And it wasn't until I started to study and understand, actually, your thoughts create your feelings create your actions, and your actions create your results, that all of a sudden I was like, right, I can impact these. And that began with me overcoming bone cancer. So I was practicing, and the first 3 months of me practicing this, I didn't see a lot of results. I didn't see any result. And I was questioning, but I was like, you've got nowhere else to turn. You've got to sit in this. And as I became more skilled and understood, okay, what were my thoughts doing? How am I feeling? My actions started to change, and then I got the result. And I was like, wow, this is powerful. If you can apply this in your health, what happens if you apply it in your relationships or in your business or in your life? And that's when I started to apply it in all these areas and then see them all changing and then recognize, actually, you can create the life you want by design rather than by default. So just letting it happen to you. And this is one of the things that I've noticed in particular with the people that I coach now. Once they get this awareness and understand that they can start designing it, we just start taking the steps to make that happen. And it doesn't happen overnight. And a lot of the time, there are learning lessons that you require so that you can become that person or have that vision that you want of life or business or children or relationships or marriage or family or health. All of those things require you to learn some lessons. And as long as you be okay with that, it gets rid of you rushing and trying to have it by tomorrow. But also, one of the things you highlighted early in the call was about enjoying life. It makes life a lot more enjoyable.
Absolutely. And speaking of success and lessons, Lee, what do you consider to be your most significant achievement so far?
Definitely how present I am and loving as a husband and father. I've always been good at it because I worked at it and I wanted to be good at it, but I wasn't really like where I am now. So I consciously take time every morning and every day to have a think about the type of husband and father I want to be. Am I perfect? No. Some days, you know, I get tired like anybody else, or I've undereaten or haven't fueled myself properly or whatever. But do you know what? I just look at that and then go, do you know what? That was only one mistake today. Hey, if you don't want to do that again, learn from it. But yeah, definitely the way I show up as a husband and father is my greatest success.
Wonderful. And at the end of each episode, we like to sprinkle seeds of sunshine for our listeners, which is something uplifting, inspiring, and maybe actionable to help us make positive changes in our lives. So what are your seeds of sunshine, Lee?
There's so many, but the one I'm going to pick out is most people pay attention when they're faced with a challenging circumstance, situation, or event. And what I would like your listeners to know is we're all greater than any of those circumstances, situation, or events. So acknowledge it first, but only let a small part of you be impacted by that, and then spend more of your time focusing on the solution. Yeah, what you would like it to look like, and then the action steps that you can take to make that happen. Again, a lot of people I see get caught up in the what's happening in their outer world. So it might, let's for instance say their bank balance is low, or they're not getting enough customers for their business, or their podcast is not being listened to enough. You can focus on the constrictive part of that, or you can acknowledge it, say, yeah, but then go, okay, I'm greater than this. What do I need to think? What do I need to feel? How do I need to act? What action can I take one step, and then move yourself in the direction of what you would love?
Wonderful, Lee. And before we let you go, how can listeners connect with you on social media?
Best places are LinkedIn, Instagram, or YouTube, whichever one of your favorite platforms. And a bit like you said earlier, you watch some of my videos. That's the best place to get to know me. And hopefully you'll find something on there that's inspiring or can help you solve a challenge that you've got. And I would love to connect with you.
Wonderful, wonderful, Lee. I thank you so very much for spending time with us all the way from UK. UK is one of my favorite places, actually, and London Marathon was the highest and the best marathon I just experienced. The atmosphere was fantastic. Like, there were three deep rows of people like cheering on us. It was just like amazing. And I could visit London and Great Britain like every year. I hope to explore more because I only had time to be in London in 2021. And I'm just so happy that we got to talk to you and just learn so much from everything that you do. And I wish you, Lee, to keep on shining.
Carmen, thank you so much for having me. Congratulations on completing the London Marathon. It's a fantastic achievement. And all the best and warm wishes to your listeners as well.
Thank you, Lee. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Carmen. Take care.
Bye. To contribute and support our podcast, please become a subscriber or use the Coffee app, which you can find in our show notes. It is greatly appreciated. Thanks so much for listening, sharing, and reviewing our podcast. To connect, please follow me on Facebook and Twitter at Carmen Mixa and Carmen Seeds of Sunshine on Instagram. Thanks so much. Goodbye for now.